We have a very special opportunity this week because it is a very special week in Detroit. Not only is there thunder on the Detroit River, but there's a whole week of honoring the Navy that is going on in our city of Detroit. This is Detroit Navy Week, and with us to talk about that just quickly right now and on the Internet Advisor is Lieutenant JG James Adams, who's in studio with us. He's a lead planner for Detroit Navy Week, and thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
What is Detroit Navy Week? What's going on?
Well, for the entire next week, starting Monday, the Navy is going to have a whole group of representatives descending on Detroit for the week. And our mission is to interact with as many people as possible and kind of educate and inform on what the Navy does for the American public.
Now, this is special for Detroit, but you do this around the country in other cities as well.
Correct. We have 12 this year. We look at kind of areas of the country that don't have a normal day-to-day presence, naval presence, and we try to kind of incorporate other events to kind of plan our Navy Weeks, in this case being Thunder River Michigan Air Show.
So it had nothing to do with one of the most important parts of history in the U.S. Navy being a battle on Lake Erie or anything like that. This is
Well, the decisions were made a lot above me, but I'm sure that came into play.
I must have, I'm sure.
This is, a matter of fact, it's kind of interesting right now. This is the 99th Thunderfest on the Detroit River that's going on right now, which is not part of Navy Week. But, I mean, this is kind of interesting. The timing of this is really kind of cool because now near Belle Isle, it's historic in a sense of almost 100 years of this kind of competition with these hydroplanes that are going on. But your events will begin with this coming week in Navy presence in Detroit, and it'll be capped off by a very special air show.
Correct. The Blue Angels are going to be performing at Thunder River, Michigan. So that's always real exciting to watch them perform.
Wow.
Now, they do that right over the river?
I think they're doing it at Willow Run Airport.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Okay.
Good. Willow Run Airport will be the base for that one, and that's the Blue Angels, the incredible flight team that will be there. Are there going to be any special vessels visiting Detroit? I was curious.
No, not for this type. Not for this visit. Instead, we have all sorts of different units, including a Navy band out of the Chicago area, Navy band Great Lakes, as well as a whole bunch of other diverse assets coming to town.
Where will they be performing, by the way, Jim?
All over the place. To find out where exactly they're going to be performing, I would encourage people to go to navyoutreach.org.
Okay.
And then under the Navy Weeks tab, there's Detroit, and it has all our kind of public events that everybody is welcome to attend.
Excellent. So that's navyoutreach.org, and we'll put that on our homepage, internetadvisor.net, so you folks can link to that as well there. So we got the Navy band coming in. Any other kind of highlights for this coming week?
Yes. We have representatives from EOD Group 3. EOD is Explosive Ordnance Disposal, so it's the Navy's bomb squad. There's two facets to that. There's the EOD techs, the bomb squad, as well as Navy divers, and both of them have really cool jobs, and they're bringing a whole bunch of their gear to show off and tell the public exactly what they do.
So now if people are interested in the Navy, they can attend most of these events. What if people are interested in maybe joining the Navy, is this a good place for them to come and start to see what the Navy's all about?
Yes, definitely. The local Navy recruiting district has been heavily involved in planning for the Navy Week, so there will be lots of Navy personnel and Navy recruiters there available for people that are interested.
Now, when you say there, that all over the city again?
Yes. We're going to be everywhere from the Detroit Zoo to local YMCAs, Boys and Girls Clubs, Campus Martius Park, Grand Circus Park. We're going to be as many places as possible this
That's really
week.
Neat. By the way, again, folks, if you go to navyoutreach.org, along the top you'll see Navy Weeks, and then if you click on that, under that is Detroit. And when you click on that, you'll find out more information about what's going to be going on between August 24th and August 30th.
So normally we wouldn't give out an email address of some of our guests, but your email address is right on the site. Are you getting flooded with email asking questions about Navy Week? I guess that's your job, right?
Yeah, I do get some people calling about more information or asking for more information, and it is part of our job to get the word out and educate about what the Navy does. So I welcome those.
Gary, I want to introduce somebody else who's with us on the line right now, somebody that I recall working with many years ago, and that That's right. Janina Jacobs who's with us. Hi, Janina. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, Foster. I remember our work together soundly in the golf arena.
That's exactly it. On the weekends when I was doing the Great Weekend program.
Yes, so early in the morning.
Later. My goodness, yes. Four?
four, exactly.
Well, you're here to represent something different. You're here to represent the Navy League and the christening of a very special vessel.
That's correct, Foster and Gary. Hello, Gary. The Navy League is basically an organization that anyone can join, and it supports all the sea services. And so we're like a local presence here. We have a council here in Metro Detroit. I'm the vice president of membership of it, and I, you know, would be happy to talk to anybody about that. But we are sort of a local presence for the helping the activities that will go on for the USS Detroit, which is a ship that's going, it's being built right now, and it will be commissioned here on the Detroit River sometime in 2016. We're hoping for summer, maybe the fall. We're not really sure yet. They don't tell us that until we're about 90 days out. But we're gearing up for that, and actually we've been working with Lieutenant Adams to make this Navy Week very, very special. Of course, they're all special.
Yep.
But we're sort of using this Navy Week and all these activities to bring even more attention to what's going to go on in the next months leading up to the commissioning. So
now,
it's a very, very important
What kind of a vessel is the USS Detroit?
It's a littoral combat ship, and it comes in close to shore. It's fast. Its motto is Swift Vigilance, and that's exactly what it does. It's a very, very fast ship. It can get places very, very quickly, and there you can actually see all that information. We have a website, which USS Detroit LCS7.com. USS Detroit LCS7.com.
Okay.
And everything you want to know about the USS Detroit is on there.
All right.
We've also got a couple of special events that we scheduled specifically for Navy Week to not only bring attention to Navy and what our wonderful fighting men and women do, but also to bring attention to the ship. And both of those are on Saturday, August 29th.
Okay.
We're having a motorcycle run, a Taking It to the Limits, leaving Vietnam Veterans Chapter 9 in Detroit and going out to Marine City. It's the USS Detroit Taking It to the Limits bike cruise.
Mm-hmm.
There's information about that. And then also another really important event the same day, and it's an all-day affair at the River Raisin National Battlefield Park. And that's in celebration of not only Navy Week, but also National Park Week. It's all day. It's family-friendly. They're going to be showing Native American skills. They're going to be showing naval skills. We're going to have a special celebration that evening. The Navy Band will perform.
Oh, excellent.
Yes, we're going to have a program. The crew of the USS Detroit will be there. Thank you, Lieutenant Adams, for scheduling that. So they will be there. And we are also going to have something else that's very important, and that's the premiere of the film, The USS Detroit, The Birth of a Ship and a City Reborn. It's a film about the building of the USS Detroit, but it also talks about the wonderful things that are happening in our own city.
Janina,
and our spokesperson is none other than Tiger legend Willie Horton.
Oh, my. This is really going to be something wonderful. Janina Jacobs is our guest here. She represents the Navy League, excuse me, and we're looking forward to the commissioning of the USS Detroit. Sounds like a fascinating vessel and lots of things going on across this week. Janina, thank you so much for being with us and for letting us know about all these details as well, very important ones as we head towards the end of Navy Week in this coming
week. You're very welcome, and I hope we'll see everybody out there.
All right, thank you. And Lieutenant, thank you so much for being with us, and we look forward to a great week here in Detroit with Navy Week.
Thank you.